Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is on your mind? Let us know. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or by text. New number, by the way. Not that you can't text me on the old number. I mean, that's fine. But we have one number that gets the text to all of us rather than, well, here's Scott's, and here's Chris's, and here's Todd's, and here's Kevin's, and here's Gary Amonis, and stuff like that. We give out 50 phone numbers and then expect you to remember all of them, and we can barely remember any of them. But 701-237-1590. That way there we all get the text. If it's something you want me to see but not the other guys, then you can still text me if you want. Gary Amonis is in for Scott Hannon today. Gary, how are you?
I'm good. Good, Todd. I was just got back from Watford City. I was down at the North Dakota Petroleum Conference.
Yeah, how was
and
that?
It was amazing. I think they had 400-ish people, and they're kind of in a pretty good mood out there. It seems like there's a lot of optimism right now out in the oil patch, and so it was a good conference. And, you know, they held it in this Rough Rider facility next to the high school there in Watford City. That is like an unbelievable...
You know, I've never been there.
I took some pictures of... I felt like I was not in North Dakota. I was in some big... high-end facility out in the East Coast somewhere, California. I mean, I don't know what they spend on that.
I would love to talk to long-timers who've, you know, been there all their lives. And because I remember back in 2001, I was on a cruise, 2002, I guess. I was on a cruise, and we ended up a Mexican cruise, and there was a couple from Williston that was on it. And they just retired, or teachers that had just retired at that time. Oh, and wow. We kept in touch for a while, but then the last time I emailed them, it bounced, and then I never heard boo, so I don't know whatever happened to them. I would love to talk to somebody like that who was around for all these years and then going through all the changes. And then what did they do? Did they stay? Did they cash out as property values went way up? Or
yeah, that's
what
always,
did they do?
And that's what's interesting, because when you look at it, sometimes these communities that have this huge impact from whether it's oil or, and I grew up in coal country, you know, mm-hmm. You know, there's always benefits to the infrastructure, a lot of times to the schools and other facilities, and sometimes there's not. Sometimes they just don't ever catch up.
Yeah.
And I have to just say that Watford City is quite a community out there. I was totally impressed by it. And the school and the team, the football field, just to see what's going on out there.
We've got a nice weekend coming up. Maybe I should take the convertible and joyride out there.
I'll tell you, the trees are beautiful. Leaves are turning. I came back on 200 through Grassy Butte and Dodge and, I don't know, Killdeer. That whole
nice
200
drive.
All it was beautiful. Leaves were turning. It was a really pretty drive yesterday afternoon.
And maybe I need to do that this weekend.
You know what, Todd, I just
it's not like the Vikings are going to win, so why would I watch
that? Oh, my gosh, yeah, they're struggling. I saw Phil Parker's shirt on. I was going to rip him about that Vikings shirt.
Now the Vikings will win. Now that I dogged them like that, they probably will win. Anyway.
I'd be a painful Viking fan. That's tough stuff. But, you know, I got some statistics I just want to rattle through that I came away with from the conference in Watford City. You hear it all the time, but, you know, North Dakota had about 23 rigs. Where they're talking about being up to 30 rigs right now, so the rig count has moved up a little bit. We're number three in production. You know, New Mexico has passed us recently.
I was just about to ask you, are we going to pass up New Mexico again?
I think that's the possibility, but they got 80-some rigs, and we're sitting there at 30. But
we're not going to get that.
It's really a function of them tying up leasing rights, is from what I understand. But we're still at a million barrels a day. We're approaching 17,000 wells. The dollars in the economy is about $40 billion that the oil industry contributes to the North Dakota economy. $40 billion. I think that's just unbelievable. 59,000 jobs related to the oil industry in the state. 59,000 jobs, which drives up, you know, the average wage in the state. You know, Kinzie and Williams counties always up there since the oil production has been booming. So that's,
you know, I saved the back when the boom was starting to happen, and Scott Hannon had grabbed the Taco John's now at, you know, $16 to $20 an hour, and I still have that in my office. Heck, that's probably been passed up now because like everybody everywhere is like $16, $17, $20 an hour.
It's unbelievable.
Amazing.
It's unbelievable. And the other thing I didn't realize, I should say, that's kind of just Gary. Everybody probably knows it, but the horizontal drilling, they're now going out 3 miles as opposed to, you know, 10,000 down and 10,000 horizontal. They're out to 3,000, 3 miles already. But it seems to me that the interesting thing about it is the role that carbon dioxide, carbon capture is going to play. There seems to be a lot of hope that that's going to change the whole industry out there related to higher production, where I think we've produced maybe 3 billion barrels we've taken out of the earth out there, and they're talking 30 to 40 billions left there. But with this carbon capture and using carbon dioxide in the fracking process, that number might change dramatically higher.
Wow.
So that could change a lot. And the wells, in the life of a well, I heard the number used to be about 240,000 barrels in the lifetime of a well over that 30-year, whatever that time frame is.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually double. It's up to about 500,000 barrels.
Oh,
in the
nice.
Course. So as a landowner that has mineral rights and getting royalty, not me, I wish I was, but for those that are, that's a significant dollar amount. But obviously, if the well's going 3 miles horizontally, they're touching other mineral right owners as that goes out, so it might change that. So I don't know how much it means different to some of the landowners.
I wonder how much of that's gone on over time, because you got to figure, if you're drilling horizontally, there's got to be those stories of, hey, you ended up underneath my place, what the heck?
Well, and it was interesting talking about the reservation. Chairman Fox was there, did a great job talking about that. But the whole, one of the issues, they call them straddle wells, where they're drilling into tribal land, and now that they're going 3 miles, and they might be drilling leading up to it, and there had to be some revenue sharing. The legislature handled this last time, and they're talking about Chairman Fox that negotiated, and you don't want to negotiate with him. I guess he's a tough negotiator. So, but anyway, the legacy funds at over $8 billion, the school trust funds approaching $6 billion, so it's quite an impact that the oil industry is having on the state. And we're going to be talking coal today, but I just wanted to stay on the energy cycle, and that was kind of my thought listening about all that's happened in the oil industry and its great contribution to the state and the wages. And today we're going to be talking to Dee Krause here coming after the break, a supermarket owner with his sister Carrie out in the Hazen, Washburn, Garrison area.
And
a couple of those old
done
stores.
Some shows from their places.
And so absolutely. I kind of thought it would just be good to have some local merchant that, when it was talked about Coal Creek, shutting down and all that kind of thing, you begin to think about these local merchants that have these businesses and trying to survive. And my father's the one that built the grocery store in Washburn out on the highway there. And it was, and it was at a time when, people were saying, I don't know why you're building out on the highway. You should be downtown on the main street. And people were telling us my father's business wouldn't make it. Well, that turned out to be a good thing that he did. But
read up on urban sprawl and you'll find out everything you need to know.
You got it.
Yeah.
We're going to have Dee on for a little bit this morning. Just talk about his business. And I think it's just good to feature someone that's in an energy market. So coal country, which is Mercer, Oliver, McLean County, and he's got 3 grocery stores in that market. And then we're going to have John Wieda on. John is the director of the North Dakota Transmission Authority, and I just think that whole issue of coal and transmission and getting power across the lines, it's kind of can be a little complicated, but John has spent his...
we learned that last winter, didn't we?
And I got some things that will be interesting to talk about with coal. And then we have Jason Borsch from the Lignite Council, CEO, president of Lignite Council, joining us at 10 o'clock. So those of you working out in the coal industry and even the oil industry, we'd love to hear from you today as we are going to be focusing on coal. Once again, the number is 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. And at 10:30, we're going to just have open phone lines to be chatting a little bit further with that. So, and Scott's off the East Coast this weekend, I sound like, Todd, huh?
He's going to West Coast.
He's going to West Coast?
San Francisco.
I thought he was going to Washington, D.C.
Well, then he is.
So he's going to the West
Coast.
He's
doing both.
So he's going to the West Coast now, San Francisco, and then he's going to D.C.?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. He got to be really messed up by the time he gets back, being in those two places.
Man, I used to do that.
From one kind of a swamp to another.
I'm
like, that's dangerous. I hope that stuff ain't contagious out there.
Is he going into the city of San Francisco?
Yeah. He put up some pictures already.
Really?
Yeah.
I better take a look and follow it, because the homeless and what's going on in the streets of San Francisco.
I don't think he's staying
horrid.
In a tent.
Yeah, probably not. I hope not. You know what?
The way you stay in tents is called a campground, everybody.
when I was out in the West Coast, it was tough to find a hotel under $200 to $250 in San Francisco. And
property values out there are just insane. So on one hand, we want to kind of go, oh, geez, what's with these people living in tents? It's like, well, they're priced out of everything. I mean, because something that's, you know, $500,000 here is an incredible mansion. Something $500,000 out there is a shack.
I'm not sure you can get anything for $500,000 really in a perimeter. Everything's $700,000-$800,000 starting almost in the San Francisco Bay Area. And I don't know. I worked out there for about a year and a half. My wife and I and our boys were just starting kindergarten and first grade out there in San Francisco area during the internet boom. And it was depressing to say the least.
I don't
know
why. I've got a few friends in San Jose from high school, and I keep wondering, why don't they cash out? Because they could easily sell, and they've got nice places. So if you sell your nice place out there, imagine what moving back home would get you.
Yes. Well, and I've been finding that in Phoenix. As I've been down in Phoenix, you're getting so many Californians coming in, selling their house for $1 million or $2 million, buying a bigger house. But houses in Arizona, Phoenix, have been going to the roof. As they have all over the country.
It's got to be nuts. Once on Your Mind, brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. They're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switching is easy. Get the free activation with code FLAGFAMILY at PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. It's What's in Your Mind with Gary Emmett. Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto-Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto-Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
America at war. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president was silenced. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed where lives are forever changed. Their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change. Then let us stand. Let's stand and fight. Install a flagpole. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Bob Worrell. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank in Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Rural playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What's on your mind? I mentioned Patriot Mobile. I forgot to get you the phone number. They do have a U.S.-based customer service team. U.S.-based, so you're not... I don't want to pick on India, but that's kind of the stereotype, is calling a call center that, you know, they end up with just kind of a communication issue sometimes. Nope, you're calling a U.S.-based customer service team for Patriot Mobile at 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT, or again, patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. 20 after the hour, I'm Todd Mitchell. Scott headed off to hit the coast. It'll be interesting to see what that does to him. That can cause some brain damage if you're not careful.
Very much.
But never fear, Gary Amenith is here.
Well, we're filling in for Scott as he's traveling west and then east. And we are talking coal today. We'll be having at the bottom of the hour John Weida from the North Dakota Transmission Authority Industrial Commission. And at 10 o'clock, we'll be talking to Jason Bohr, CEO, President of Lignite Energy. So we're going to focus on coal and the impact it has on our economy and some of the things that have happened as a result in Texas last fall, last winter, when we had all that power down. And we were going to chat with Dee Krause. I don't know if Dee Krause has made it in on the call yet. If he is, the Krause family have, I think Dee and his sister Carrie are second and maybe third generation grocers in the
yeah, Carrie and myself
area.
Are on, Gary.
You are? Oh, good. Welcome to the show, Dee. Carrie, how are you guys doing this morning?
Good.
We're doing well. Nice fall morning.
Yeah, beautiful. So, Dee, you and Carrie, are you guys third generation grocers in with Super Value?
Or
fourth generation. Wow, that's amazing. That's terrific. And you guys have three supermarkets in, started in Hazen and in Washburn and Garrison, and a couple of those stores I'm familiar with because I actually was owner many years ago. It seemed like a lifetime ago, but you guys have three stores in that area. And, I knew your mom and dad real well, Dallas and Marilyn, and I'm hoping the retirement's going good and you guys are running the three operations. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your stores, if you would please, because I just think of talking about coal and the impact of Great River Energy when there was talk of it possibly shutting down and retailers in the area and the impact that the coal industry's had to us. So tell our listeners a little bit about your retail operations.
Yeah, I guess Carrie and I have been doing this for, 25 plus years together, and it's been a fun ride. I mean, we couldn't have expanded like we did, I guess, if it wasn't for coal. They are a great asset to our communities, and we hope and pray that they continue to keep going.
You know, a number of years back, I was driving through. I had not heard about how you'd build that big supermarket there in Hazen. That had to be a pretty gutsy move to spend the kind of money you did and build such a big supermarket in rural America. It's really a pretty impressive facility.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you.
Now, you guys in the last few years have expanded to Washburn and Garrison, and one of the things that I see that has happened, Oliver County has historically been one of the highest waged counties in the state, and I think they just recently came in 2020. They were over $81,000 average salary in McLean County, and Mercer County is at $70,000, McLean County at $63,000. I recall when my father built that store in Washburn, that, you know, it changed from the level of income people had, so that we moved from always selling ground beef that all of a sudden we had to put a lot more T-bones or filet mignons in the case. I mean, the whole value of the wage scale of what the coal industry has done for those coal country counties is quite amazing, and I imagine you're still seeing that today.
Yeah, I guess people do have good taste out here, Gary. You need the people though, and I think you're a grocer yourself. Without the number of people, we'd be in trouble. I mean, that's what keeps the turns going.
Yeah, and as you guys, I appreciate taking time out on Friday because as I know. A lot of times Friday mornings, you got freight trucks coming in, you're loading trucks, stocking shelves, getting ready for the busy weekend. And do you guys get a lot of lake traffic, obviously, because of what's going on out there in Beulah Bay and up in Garrison? Have you had a good summer for people out on the lake, and has it been good for business?
Yeah, I guess it has been. It has been. I mean, I think with COVID, too, people are traveling locally now more than, nationally. They're vacationing around, and that's one benefit of COVID, is that, they've kept the local people together. And that's been probably one of the only blessings of COVID. So,
Yeah, and you, because of the lake, the impact that that has for seasonality, is that still your busiest time, even with while you still have a strong economy with the coal industry still rampant, you know, running that high performance at this level? Does it does the lake summer business dramatically go up for you guys in your business?
I don't think so. Do you, Carrie?
No.
I think you know, we don't call ourselves seasonal. There's ice fishing. There's hunting. There's, you know, there's things to do year round. So I think our business is not as seasonal as you'd think. Of course, the lake does help. You know, there's no doubt about it that the lake is one of the best things we got for North Dakota tourism in our mind. So.
And when you have the store up in Garrison with Fort Stevenson, and as that's built out over time, did you guys add on to the supermarket, or was that done prior to your acquisition of that property?
No, we added on in 2013.
And so in your supermarket, they're full service. You have bakery, delis. They have the whole nine yards, along with obviously all the basics of between meat and produce and all that kind of things. Tell us a little bit about just our listeners, kind of some of the services you guys offer, just as they know. Is some of those people heading up to the lake this weekend might be interested in knowing a little bit what's going on. Tell me a little bit about your kind of the things you're offering out there. Not necessarily daily specials, but kind of how the what's included in some of those departments that they could look for.
You know, we're very proud of our produce departments. We get five deliveries a week to all three stores, so we try to keep our produce as fresh as possible and with good help from our vendors. And, you know, on top of all of this, Gary, you know as well as everybody else, we couldn't do this without our employees, our help. And we're very proud of our team and keep working to build our team. We have a very strong smokehouse. We're very proud of our homemade smoked sausages. We have country sausage and summer sausages, just all around supermarket. And good service. We'll still carry out for you.
So you're still part of that full-service industry where groceries get carried out, you put them in the store, and I have to tell you, I'm an old meat cutter myself. I learned in the store business with my father making homemade sausages, and I have to say I've had many of your homemade sausages. You guys do a great job in that smokehouse operation. That's always a challenge getting things right, but North Dakotans and that old German heritage where sausage is important, and especially when it's locally made, that's a kind of a fun part of what you guys are offering. So I appreciate you guys taking time out of your busy Friday morning to come on. I just wanted our listeners just to hear from someone who's out there in coal country, continue making a living, creating jobs, and helping build the economy. So, Carrie and Dee Krause, thank you for joining us today on What's on Your Mind. This is Gary Emanis filling in for Scott Henn. Stay tuned. We'll be back with John Wieda shortly.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or text at 237-1590. There we go, 237-1590 to text What's on Your Mind.
They say when the going gets tough, the tough get going. At OK Tire, we're here to keep you going. From Firestone tires and replacements to retreads and even Firestone tracks, we have you covered. Our certified Firestone experts are ready to get you back up and running, no matter if you're on site or in the field, saving you time and money. OK Tire, we keep the tough going.
It's been a long day, an even longer week, and don't even think about the past year. At the end of a crazy day, you can let all those stressful thoughts just fade away with the smooth taste of North Dakota Sweet Crude, an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Old Man Wyden passed his recipe on for generations, and now there's a new generation of Sweet Crude called Sweet Crude Orange. The same smooth finish with a splash of orange. North Dakota Sweet Crude and Sweet Crude Orange, a great way to finish your day.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former Trump administration officials have been issued subpoenas to appear before the committee that's investigating the January 6th riot. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has been issued a subpoena by the House Select Committee investigating January 6th. Former Deputy Chief of Staff Dan Scavino, former Defense Department official Kash Patel, and former White House advisor Steve Bannon are being instructed to produce materials and come to depositions next month. Committee members have indicated they want to know more about meetings with former President Trump in the days leading up to the violent Capitol breach that disrupted the counting of the Electoral College. One person is dead and a dozen others have been injured in Collierville, Tennessee. Police say a gunman opened fire inside a Kroger supermarket. The suspect is also dead by an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. This is USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move
goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Radio Mind is brought to you by Piper's Auction Realty, a full-service auction and real estate firm specializing in land auctions, machinery auctions, management. Today's featured auction is the Piper's semi-annual Western Dakota Equipment Auction. It begins at noon Central Time. Tuesday, 1,000 acres in Starr County will be auctioned off. For more on those and all auctions, head to Piper's.com, P-I-F-E-R-S, Piper's.com, or call today at 1-877-700-4099. 877, toll-free number, 877-700-4099. And don't forget to listen to America's Land Auctioneer Radio Show. It'll be on at 7 o'clock on K-Fire 550, AM 1100, The Flag, 970 WDAY, and The Flag Out West, I believe, as well, if I'm not mistaken on that. So check that out. It's 27 before the hour. Scott Hennett off for a few days, hitting the West Coast and then the East Coast, and we'll be checking in with him during the week next week. But Gary Hammonith is here at What's in Your Mind.
Hey, Todd, it's good to be back in the saddle with you on the air, and we're going to be talking coal this
morning. I should have played Gene Autry, I guess.
Should have. There we go. That would be. I grew up watching Gene Autry. I love that old West and Lone Ranger, and et cetera, like
oh,
that.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to John Wieda. John Wieda is currently the director of the North Dakota Transmission Authority. And it can be a little bit of a complicated subject, but getting that energy out of state and allowing North Dakota to export all that those electrons and creating all that revenue for North Dakota and various companies. John has spent 41 years with Great River Energy, recently retired, and they talked him out of coming out of retirement to become the director of the North Dakota Transmission Authority, which is under the Industrial Commission. John, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Gary, and thanks for the invite, and good morning, listeners.
So, John, tell us a little bit about yourself, and I'd get a little bit of an intro, but you spent 41 years working with Great River Energy, but, you know, you're North Dakota native, and help our listeners know who you are a little bit.
Okay, well, thanks. I grew up in Mandan, North Dakota, and I spent 4 years after college in Iowa with the electric industry. And then things were happening back here in North Dakota, specifically the Coal Creek Generating Station was being constructed. So I came on board there, and basically it became a 41-year career.
Wow.
Came with the thinking I might have to move on to something else, but I liked it, so I stayed.
That's fantastic. And so you retired in 2017 around there?
That's right. Yep.
From Great River Energy?
Yes. 41 years there and associated with the Coal Creek Station that entire time, but some with the other facilities that Great River Energy owned, as well as the ethanol plants that they were developed.
So, John, you were the plant manager, and then you really became plant operations manager for Great River Energy's three facilities, Coal Creek, Stanton Station, Spiritwood, until you retired, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah. And what, you know, we had earlier on the Krause family from, you know, Hazen, and they have stores in Washburn and Garrison, and just the impact it had. I remember when my father built the store and how it just changed the dynamics of the community, and just what coal has done for North Dakota in jobs and salaries, and the 41 years you spent in the Great River Energy. Can you talk a little bit about how that changed from when the plant first got started? Just the whole industry was, I mean, it was a buzz. Everybody's excited about coal and generation, and the whole attitude has changed towards coal. It's just, I mean, that has almost be kind of disheartening to be in an industry like that.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's kind of interesting because I spent some time in the nuclear industry in the beginning, and of course, there was a lot of enthusiasm about nuclear, and then we had forces turn against us and you know, claim a lot of hazards and so on associated with that. And then I come to the coal industry, which was expanding rapidly throughout the country in the 1970s. We had come through an energy crisis prior to that, and we appreciated the value of energy and what coal could bring to that. And then over time, you know, coal kind of became a target, and you know, you have people from both of those sources, and you know, and from oil and other sources as well, that you know, they'll always point out the negative things, and they'll, you know, point out impact on people's lives because of that, etc. But when you think of the positive things that energy has done for us, and you know, we power people's homes, and we power businesses, and we power hospitals, and we power research facilities, and it just, the list goes on and on. We just heard the emergency siren test here in Bismarck, and I was sitting here thinking, boy, you know, the test of the emergency system really depends on the reliability of the grid.
Wow.
Just reading an article this morning too about the, you know, North Dakota's got an all-of-the-above philosophy. We have a wide variety of energy resources here in North Dakota, very few of the typical resources we don't have. And the article I was reading was actually discussing getting too dependent on the electric grid. And, you know, we stop and think about hurricanes and various and sundry disasters, earthquakes. You know, the underlying factor to recovery is the grid. But if we can't pull up to the gas station and fill up with fuel, or if we have emergency vehicles that can't get fueled up, you know, we've got trouble with our recovery. So the grid is really an important, reliable piece of our lives.
Well, and if you take everything being digital, you know, whether it's our phone or our debit card going to the bank to get some cash, which, you know, very seldom do people even carry cash anymore. If the power grid's down for 30 minutes and you're standing in line at the grocery store or you're getting gas, you're not getting any of that. And, you know, I think that's what we as Americans have become so accustomed to. You know, I've known some missionary people over the years in different countries, and they say, yep, we're going to have power this morning from 9 to noon, you know, so everybody better get their laundry done at that. And we've taken all these things for granted. I mean, the way the reliability of oil and what coal has done to the grid. And, John, we were talking last week. I called you on some stuff, and we were just talking about the whole impact of what happened last February in Texas and how that plays out in our, you know, people reliability to have power. And people were, you know, I think a couple hundred people died as a result of that, let alone, but the role coal plays in all of that. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, you know, in the February incident, the coal portion of the grid performed very well on an overall basis. And, you know, one thing a lot of people don't realize is that in addition to Texas, we had some, for a couple of days, we had blackouts that were, you know, they were planned blackouts because there wasn't enough generation on the grid. And they ran from Canadian border to the Gulf Coast. So it, you know, it was no small thing. I've said it was an embarrassment to me because having spent my career in an industry where we avoided rolling blackouts, you know, throughout my entire career, then to have this happen in my retirement job, so to speak, was kind of an embarrassment. And we need to be looking forward to what can we do to make sure that doesn't happen to us. And we need to make sure that as the grid changes, we change in ways that preserve that reliability that we've depended on all those years.
John, when you talk about the grid, give us a class on 101, what that means.
Well, actually, the electric grid from, take Miles City, Montana is one point on the interface. From Miles City, Montana to Maine to Florida is all tied together. Texas operates on a separate section of the grid. And then the western part of the country from Miles City West down, out to Washington, down to California, that whole area operates on a combined grid. And there are some ties between those sections of the country, but, I remember early in my career, the people that operated the transmission portion of our system told us if we lose a big power plant in Texas, we see it here in Iowa. And, same thing here in North Dakota. If we lose one of our big power plants, it affects, other areas. And, other generators have to ramp up immediately. And that's one thing interesting about electricity. It is a commodity, but it's different than wheat. You can't put it in a bin. It's different than coal. You can't put it in a pile. So you've got to be generating those electrons exactly at the same time that people are wanting to make use of them.
And the coal-based electricity, I think I heard numbers around 60% of something like that, our state's power, comes from coal. Is that correct?
Yeah, it would be in that neighborhood, and I keep an eye on MISO and SPP. Those are the two groups that run the power grid for North Dakota and other parts of the country. And so those systems both, on a typical day, they would both be having 40 to 50% of the power that's on the grid would be coming from those sources. Another 30% or so coming from natural gas and a percentage coming from wind, down south especially, a little percentage coming from solar. And, we appreciate the nuclear plants. In the numbers I look at, they contribute about 14-15% to the grid. We've got a few other sources, a little bit of hydro and so on. So, yeah, coal is still a huge part of our electric economy.
And John, the people with having the coal mines right next to the plant, and I'm sure they got a month's supply or what, I don't know what supply of coal they have, but the ability to, when wind's not blowing, it's not generating, right? And so the reliability that coal offers is significant, isn't it? Because of the location of the coal next to it, you don't see trains, and lignite being, I guess, more difficult to transport, I guess, because of the liquid and water in it, I suppose. I think that's what I recall some point years ago. But yeah. The idea that it's right there and it's mined right there and generated right there, that's a pretty competitive advantage for North Dakota, isn't it?
Yes, our North Dakota coal plants have a reputation for being reliable. Like you say, having a supply of fuel right there on site and being able to operate through the worst weather that we have very, very few times that our plants have been affected by the weather. And, the people operating those plants have got to be thanked for the efforts they put in. It's not easy. But they've kept the grid reliable for us, and also, this area of the country has some of the lowest cost power, and those plants have been very competitive through the years, saved our consumers a lot of money.
Well, when we come back, John, I'd like to talk a little bit about some of that dispatchable power on the grid and what that means, and a little bit about the RTOs and the impact that has. And so we have John Wieda with us, and we'll be back shortly. This is Gary Emmett filling in for Scott Hennen on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or by text 701-237-1590. More What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, and but without much of a framework, and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that too.
Let us help you too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers. Join us in St. Thomas, North Dakota on September 17th for the Dwayne Littlejohn Estate Auction featuring collectible Jeeps, motorcycles, collectible cars, firearms, boats and other watercraft, musical instruments, farm equipment, and trailers full of new and used tools. This auction is September 17th in St. Thomas, North Dakota. View all items at Pfeiffer's.com or call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Brought to you by Hot Spring Spas. Every day made better. Hot Spring Spas and pool tables, too. Whether it's a Super Bowl or one of the great Finlio saunas. Am I getting that right? See, Gary, I need pronunciation right, guys. I'm not
wrong. Right. Asking the wrong guy to help you out there, buddy.
From traditional to infrared, Hot Spring Spas and pool tables, too, has it all. If you pronounce it my way and they say, that's not right, just go ahead and blame me. Throw me under the bus. That's fine. Also an authorized dealer for two of the most recognized names in the billiards industry, Brunswick and Olhausen. I can handle those. Used to be a decent pool player. Or maybe it's shuffleboard or foosball you're looking for. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, numeral 2, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.com. Or stop by the showrooms of West Fargo, Grand Forks, or Bismarck, or give them a call, 1-844-277-27. Petroserve USA for lunch, 12th Avenue, Fargo, Sloppy Joe's, West Main, West Fargo, Chicken Tenders, Harwood, two Sloppy Joe's or two barbecue pulled pork, 8th Avenue, Valley City, pulled pork or with gravy, or chicken fettuccine, Glendon, mac and beef, NP Avenue, Fargo, chef's choice.
Well, I'm hungry.
that's spinning the wheel of lunch then, I guess. But go and find out. Remember, the four for $4 every day, Petroserve USA. 9:30 before the hour, it's What's in Your Mind, Scott Hennon off, but Gary Amenith is here.
We've been talking to John Wieda, who's the director of North Dakota Transmission Authority. And John, I was, as we were on the break here, I just saw Stuart Varney pop up on the screen, and he was putting the price of natural gas at $5.03. And, you know, when you look at the cost of energy and whether the cost of coal versus a lot of plants have switched because it's going to be cleaner and greener, I guess, the natural gas versus the coal. What has the impact been with the price of natural gas and what's happening to facilities?
You know, actually, the price of natural gas at over $5 certainly makes North Dakota Lignite very competitive. I'm told that the current price of natural gas is really driven a lot by the world market. There's a lot of market for LNG in various places of the world, Europe especially, right now is demanding a lot. And, of course, that's good for North Dakota being able to export a lot of natural gas out of the Bakken. We appreciate that. But from an electric generation standpoint, it does have an impact on the grid. I was looking at pricing of electricity on the grid, and the pricing on the grid is up substantially. Some places over double what it was a year ago. And a year ago, I think natural gas prices would have probably been roughly half of what they are today.
So does that get reflected how fast, John, back to the consumer is? Do they see that? Does it have to go through the PSC and all that kind of thing? But who absorbs all that double price increase? I mean, because they can't turn it on and off the price. It's not like at the gas pump in the gas station, right?
Well, you know, most electric rates are actually structured such there is a fuel adjustment clause. So utilities do have, you know, some protection from having to absorb the price of fuel when it rises rapidly like that. So if you look at your electric bill, at least in some states, you'll see a specific line item that's the fuel adjustment clause. And you know, the fact, though, with lignite, you know, we could predict fairly accurately the price of lignite for years and years out into the future, because especially where you have the captive mine right next to the power plants, like we do here in North Dakota, those prices are very predictable.
So, John, speaking of the RTO and you referred to earlier the two different regional groups that handle the power grid for North Dakota. Talk a little bit about the dispatchable power related to the grid and those types of energy related to that, if you would, please, for our listeners.
Sure. Yeah. The first of all, the MISO grid is Mid-Continent Independent System Operators, and the grid that they operate includes, you know, from Michigan across to North Dakota down through South Dakota, Iowa, down as far as Louisiana, back up to Indiana. So it's a pretty big swath of the country. The SPP power grid, that includes parts of North Dakota, more down through the central part, down through South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, down to the upper part of Texas. So a big impact, you know, it's put together for a reason, basically. You can depend on each other. Unfortunately, you have to share each other's problems as well. But there are dispatchable sources of electricity, and there are those that are not dispatchable, you know, the weather-dependent resources such as wind and solar are a big portion of both of those grids, you know, and they can be dispatched down, but they can't be dispatched up in the event of an emergency. But it's MISO's responsibility to operate everything together. And, but pricing is, you know, it's basically the same. It's priced every 6 minutes, basically the same price, whether the electron is a dispatchable electron or non-dispatchable. So, one of the things I think was a lesson learned from the February incident is that dispatchable electrons do have a different value, and there needs to be a way to basically financially reward utilities who are keeping dispatchable energy on the grid.
John, we I think I'm going to pick up on that one. We have Jason Bohr going to be joining us shortly at the top of the hour. And I'd like to take that a little bit further. So, John, thanks for sharing us and helping educate our listeners. John Weta joined us as Director of North Dakota Transmission Authority. And we'll be back with Jason Bohr after the break. Thanks, John.
Thank you very much.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.